The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Hello?
Hey, what's up? Is this Tyler?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, Tyler, this is Desmond. How you doing, man? I'm Katie's brother.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What's up?
Not much, man. I mean, you're dating my little sister, so I figured I'd just give you a call.
Look,
for a minute.
Man, if it's one of those, like, don't treat my sister bad calls, I get it. You ain't got to worry about me.
No, man. No, it's all good. Don't worry. I'm not that type of guy anyway. But I got your number from her phone because I wanted to talk to you for a minute because, like, I know you guys just started dating and I feel like I should warn you about some things.
Warn me? What do you mean?
Well, I mean, I just want to be honest because Katie, like, as much as I love her, she's my sister, she isn't really what she portrays herself to be a lot of times.
What? What do you mean?
Well, all right, let me just say this. Like, in our family, she's kind of the crazy one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I know this is, like, a weird conversation to have, but I just feel like it's my responsibility just to let you know.
Okay, yeah, no, I feel that. Why is she the crazy one, though?
First of all, why don't you do me a favor? Like, please don't tell her that we had this conversation.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely not.
All right, cool, because if she finds out, man, I don't know what she'll do to me, so.
Dude, you're starting to scare me a little bit. This is the Katie I know.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I wanted to call you, so that so I could give you a little bit of inside information on Katie, because she isn't exactly always truthful, man. Like, okay, so I'll just give you an example. Have you ever been with her when she pumps gas?
No.
I've been with her when she pumps gas a lot, and she'll straight up put premium gas in the car, like a car that doesn't even require it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's a total waste of money.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but... and check this out. She doesn't even care when I bring it up. Like, who just throws their money away, you know?
Right. I get that.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem too crazy.
What? Wait, did you hear what I said, though?
Yeah, I mean, premium gas.
Yeah, when your car doesn't require it.
Okay.
It's not like she's rich.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I totally get that. Just had me thinking she was like, crazy. Like,
all right, I'll give you another example. Have you ever talked to somebody that says the word literally way too much?
Oh, I mean, not really. I mean, okay. She said it a couple times.
Yeah. Well, no, she used to do that all the time. She would literally say all the time.
Oh, okay, but does she now, though? Because I didn't catch it.
I don't think so. I don't think she does anymore, but, like, we even had a talk with her about it. We're like, yo, Katie, you are saying literally way too much, you know?
Look, man, I don't know if you're wasting my time or something, but none of the things you've said so far have been red flags. Not for the girl I'm dating. Okay.
Well, I haven't even told you the worst thing about my sister. Like, it's way worse.
Man, this is your last chance, because if you tell me something like, she blows on her soup before she eats it.
Oh.
I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Okay. All right. Look, I understand. Maybe the other stuff wasn't crazy, but the real thing I want to talk to you about, I don't even know if you're ready to hear this or not.
I'm ready. You tell me.
Okay. I was kind of trying to, like, soften it up with the other stuff, but all right. Back in college, she killed a guy.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, she totally killed this dude.
Holy she killed somebody?
Yeah. And it was her, well, now ex-boyfriend, but it was her boyfriend at the time.
Well, what happened?
Apparently, her ex-boyfriend followed Selena Gomez on Instagram. And then she found out about it.
So she killed him because he followed Selena Gomez?
Yeah, I mean, like, she killed him online. Roasted him, like, hard. It was merciless.
Dude,
like,
come on, man.
No, she did. Like, she went on Twitter,
man,
Instagram.
Man, you had me thinking that she committed a murder and killed some guy.
Okay, well, I should have maybe made that clear. She didn't actually, like, kill anybody. Like, they were together for a while, too, after that.
Yeah, you should have.
Oh.
Dude, I thought my girlfriend murdered somebody, bro.
I'm sorry. Like, that's not even the worst thing she's done. She has set you up for a prank phone call, and that, I don't even know if you can come back from that.
Wait, what?
Yeah, this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you, and your girlfriend Katie set you up.
That all makes sense.
She said that you guys just started dating, and she even made up that she had a brother just so I could prank phone call you.
Wow.
So see, she's not who she seems to be. She doesn't even have a brother.
You told me she killed someone.
Well, she may have. I don't know her that well. You know, I just talked to her on the phone for a second.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.